Hi, this is Mark Reeves with Kevin Johnson and Paul Dale for a special edition of the Chamberlain Files podcast. Fairly big day for Birmingham City Council. Albert Bohr was up facing the media and others today, and the phrase "the end of council services as we know them." Paul.
Well, the end of local government as we know it is what Sir Albert Bohr, the leader of Birmingham City Council, actually said. And for once, you might think that say that a politician is not exaggerating. Broadly, the picture is this: that between 2010 and 2017, Birmingham City Council will have had to identify cash savings of £600 million. Now, to put that in context, that's about half of the council's total budget during that time. So if you were a large business, Birmingham City Council often likens itself to a PLC, that's the position you're in. We've got to cut our budget by half and at the same time still provide services. It is almost certainly the biggest cash crisis that the City Council's ever faced. It's been made worse by recent changes coming from Eric Pickles, the local government secretary, who has made some alterations to the grant regime, even more alterations, which the council thinks could cost it between £100 and £160 million more than it thought, which is where we get to the £600 million figure. Government grant would have reduced by £332 million over that six-year period. But it's important to note there are two things going on here, really, Mark. The first is cutting government grant, which is being steered by George Osborne as part of the government's austerity package. And the second is a never-ending increase in the demand for council services, largely from through social services for elderly people and for children. And so you've got those two things happening, which really puts the council in a most awkward position.
And that's probably the real story if you look behind the immediate impact of the government's austerity measures and the various holes that Albert may find in the budget and blame on the previous local regime. But it is this Barnett graph of doom that's coming down the line. It was touched upon on the local government conference earlier this year, wasn't it, to say in a few years' time, local government's going to have precious little left once it's looked after our elderly people, children in care and schools. There's going to be nothing else to do, is there?
Yes, the Barnett graph of doom is based on work carried out by Barnett Council in London. And Birmingham City Council have said that this graph represents their finances as well. And what it basically says is, over the next few years, the councils are going to be spending more and more and more on adult social services and children's social services. And they're going to have less and less money to do that with. And so by about 2021, the income that the council has will move below what it needs to spend on those two areas. And of course that means, to put it in Sir Albert's words, that other services that the council isn't statutorily required to carry out, will have to be decommissioned, as Sir Albert put it.
So that opens up the possibility of an amazing number of services that we take for granted that are, you know, what the council does, such as what run the library, run sports centres, various cultural activities.
Well, and as the leader would tell you, of course, most people would think that the council has control over more things than it does have control over, that it has money coming in from central government or other sources to do things, and of course it doesn't. You mentioned education. Pretty much, he doesn't have any control over education. Albert would tell you he has pretty much no lever over education. As we go down, whether right or wrong, we go down the academies avenue and we go down the free schools avenue. So those levers that you think a leader of a big city, a sort of mayor in all but name, might have, he doesn't really have. All he's got to, in statutory terms, worry about is, as Paul says, is adult and children's social services and waste management. That's it. That's the only things it has to do, and the cost for those, most of those things are going up. The only bright light in all of this, I guess, is one thing, which is that to some degree the council is going to have, both itself and through the LEP, have more power to retain business rates or a proportion of business rates. And so things like the economic zone around Paradise Forum and Brindley Place, etc., everyone hopes is going to bring in millions of pounds of tax that they don't have to pass straight back down to the government. But that's about it. Other than that, I think it is, as Paul says, it is a need to redefine what local government is, the difference between a leader in their role as being the kind of super leader of a city or a city region, and actually what the thing that they that we call a council does. And I think you're going to see a separation of those two things more and more. And of course, it's going to lead to a council having to get even more efficient to contracting out decommissioning or commissioning services from outside. But there's no real bright light at the end of the tunnel. The Barnett Graph of Doom is called the Graph of Doom for a reason.
And is Albert being desperately brave, being a Labour leader, starting to talk very openly about the council becoming a commissioning unit, which implies that there'll be a very small core, but services will be commissioned from outside of the area?
Well, brave, maybe he is being brave, but he really has little alternative. The council's been talking for some time about going down this road. They have commissioned some work.